presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. We come to you from the historic Bath, the city known worldwide as the Gateway to Swindon. In the centre of town stands the magnificent Bath Abbey, where visitors can view a memorial to Sir Isaac Pitman, who invented shorthand in 1858. Located in the north choir aisle and inlaid with beautiful gold leaf, the plaque is a fitting epitaph to a life well lived. It reads, "Squiggle, squiggle, 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 1897. Bath's other crowning glory is its assembly rooms, built in 1771, which became an entertainment hub for fashionable Georgian society. Appropriately, the assembly rooms were until recently home to Bath's Fashion Museum, boasting a world-class collection of historical and contemporary fashions. Interested tourists can see how people dressed during every decade from the 1600s right up to the 1970s. Tourists keen to see how people dressed in the 1980s should visit Taunton. The astronomer William Herschel lived in Bath, and it was here in 1781 that Herschel discovered the unfortunately named planet Uranus. After years of classroom teasing and ridicule, science teachers have asked for Uranus to be renamed to reflect today's kinder, more inclusive society. So from now on, it's to be called R-anus. The first ever stamp to be mailed was sent from Bath in 1840. The letter arrived in Gloucester 4 days later, a record that still stands to this day. Timeless national treasure Mary Berry was born and educated in Bath before leaving to perfect her cookery skills in Paris. It's believed her time in France prompted her love of baking. Apparently, young Mary had a eureka moment when she overheard Marie Antoinette declare, "Let them eat cake." Bath today is one of the most prosperous cities in the UK, and of its several districts, the area known as Widcombe is the most affluent, with an average property price of £1.2 million. In fact, so well off are the residents there that only last month the Widcombe branch of Wetherspoons closed and reopened as a bank. In 2016, an unexploded World War II bomb, the result of several raids by the Luftwaffe, was found just a metre beneath the playground at the Royal High Junior School in Lansdowne Road. Defusing the ordnance took longer than expected because when the police heard Bath bomb puts residents in danger, they inadvertently closed down the city's branch of Lush. However, the Luftwaffe aren't alone in coming here to bomb. Let's meet the teams. On my right, please welcome Pippa Evans and Tony Hawks. And on my left, Marcus Bridgestock and Rory Bremner. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we begin this week with a round called Missed Hits. The world of books is notoriously fickle, and publishers know there's very little difference between a smash hit bestseller and the latest Jeffrey Archer. Choosing a good title for your book can also mean the difference between success and failure. So with this in mind, teams, I'd like you to please suggest the names of books almost certainly doomed to fail. Rory, you can start.
Alice's Adventures in Sunderland.
Pippa.
Angela's Ashtray.
Marcus.
The Simon Sharma Sutra.
Tony.
A Sale of Two Titties. The Little Ponce. The Three Brexiteers.
The Replacement Bus Service Children.
Emily Bronte's Laddering Tights.
MILF on the Floss. Miserable Les.
Here's Wally.
David Copperfield. Maybe Dick.
A round island with a fridge magnet.
Prince Harry's book, Spare Us.
Time now for a musical round. As I ask the teams to sing one song to the tune of another. It's a complicated round which bears some explanation. Try to imagine a song's tune as a head cold and its accompanying words or lyrics as a mentholated decongestant lozenge. If one set of words or lyrics, the lozenge, are judged to be ineffective when combined with the head cold or tune, they can easily be replaced with an alternative brand of lozenge or different words. Incidentally, I was clearing out the bathroom cabinet the other day when I came upon the remains of a popular brand of cough lozenge. It was in poor shape and barely recognisable as a tune. Which reminds me, at the piano, Colin Sell. Yes. Fans of Colin may be interested to learn that he's appearing in London's West End next month. Yeah. Tickets are still available and can be picked up via the box office at Court 5, brackets noise abatement orders, Bow Street Magistrates, London West 1. OK, we'll start with you, Marcus. I'd like you to sing the words of There Was an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly to the tune of Sweet Caroline.
There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a spider that wriggled.
Great start, and thank you, all of you, the audience, for keeping your spirits going while you're on. Okay, you now, Rory Bremner, I'd like you to sing the words of Come Into the Garden, Maud, to the tune of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Come into the garden, Maud, for the black bat that has flown. Come into the garden, Maud, I am here at the gate alone. I am here at the gate alone, and the woodbine bites it. I've wafted abroad, and the muck of the roses blows. Um-diddle-little-little-um-diddle-lie. For a breeze of morning moves and the planet of love is on high, beginning to fade in the light she loves. On the bed of daffodil sky, to fade in the light of the sun she loves, to fade in his light and to die. Oh, come into the garden more, for the black light has hit low. Come into the garden more, I am here at the gate alone. I'm here at the gate alone, I'm here at the gate alone. Come into the garden, Maud, for the black bat light is blown. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Rory. Well, you lost interest in clapping along to that, didn't you? Don't start what you can't finish. Okay, Pipper Evans, it's your turn, and I'd like you to sing the words of the Teddy Bear's Picnic to the tune of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
If you go down to the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down to the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today is the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears, the little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Them catch them unaware and see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about. They love to play and shout. They never have any care. At 6 o'clock, their mummies and daddies will take them home in bed, because they're tired little teddy bears.
Be joking. And finally, Tony Hawks, I'd like you to sing the words of Horny by Moose T to the tune of the Can Can.
You got me horny in the morning, and you know I tried to call you, but I can't find the telephone. I sent a message through the internet, but it rejected. I wrote a letter and I sent it with the post. The posting takes so long, so I'm going to sing this song to let you know how I feel. What's the deal, babe? I can't wait for you. The things you make me do, my heart is ringing, so I'm singing. I'm horny, I'm horny, I'm horny, I'm horny. So horny, I'm horny, I'm horny, 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 horny. I'm so horny, horny, horny. I'm horny.
The thing is, it's actually true. I am.
The next round is called Word for Word and is all about words. The West Country accent is justifiably famous worldwide and features many charming indigenous words, some still spoken in parts of Bristol today. For example, wasps are known as jaspers, plimsolls are called daps, and a potential husband is known as a cousin. So So in this round, each team takes it in turn to exchange a series of words, while the opposing team should challenge if they detect a connection between any of these words. Okay, so I'd like you to start exchanging completely unconnected words, Pippa and Tony, and Rory and Marcus. Your job is to try to spot a connection, and if I uphold the challenge, I'll ask you to take over and so on. So off you go, please, Pippa and Tony.
Wensleydale.
Kaleidoscope.
Kryptonite.
Denizen.
Wish.
Stoat.
Pantry.
Caramel.
Pantry caramel, Rory?
Well, that's obvious, isn't it? You'll find caramel in the pantry.
I don't think so. No, I'd keep it in the fridge. Back to you, Pippa.
Wall.
Hemophiliac.
Desperation.
Ignite.
Finsbury Park.
Mornington Crescent.
No, we're slipping in and out of time zones now. This is not even the right game. So back to you, Pippa and Tony.
Oh, okay. Us again.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yes, you again.
Dragonfly.
Ramifications.
Marks and Spencer.
You haven't written enough words down there.
Marcus has come in with a challenge.
Well, there's a connection between Marks and Spencer. They both run a shop.
Good point. I think you've won a bonus point there with that challenge, Marcus. So over to you, Marcus and Rory.
Glottal.
Oh, thank you. What a shame, just as it was getting fun, the gong finished the game. Well, thank you, teams. Our next game is all about the world of cinema. The rise of social media has prompted concerns about plot spoilers, remarks or information which give away important plot elements of a film or drama, and which, if not monitored, can ruin the experience for others. Actors are particularly conscious about revealing spoilers to the shows that they're in. As I learned from an actor friend of mine shortly before he took to the stage as the murderous policeman in Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. Shut up. Think of the money I saved you. So, in this round, teams, I'll read out some genuine but incomplete strap lines to a series of famous films, and your job is to try to complete them. Okay. So, the first cinema strap line is for you, Pippa. Can you complete it? It's from The Wild Bunch. Unchanged men in a changing land, out of step, out of place, and...
still presenting Top Gear.
I'm desperately out of time. Marcus, this is from Braveheart. His passion captivated a queen. His courage inspired a nation. His...
comments about Jews were a bit much.
Was in fact, his heart defied an empire.
Oh.
Tony, how about this one? It's from Predator. If it bleeds, we can...
give you an appointment in early September.
In fact, if it bleeds, we can kill it. Rory, how about this? It's from Rosemary's Baby. Conceived in terror, born in fear...
brought up in Swindon.
Pray for Rosemary's Baby. All right, another one for you, Pippa. It's a tagline from Jaws for you to complete. There is a creature alive today which has survived millions of years of evolution. Without change, without passion, without logic, a mindless eating machine. It will attack and devour anything. Try to imagine...
Greg Wallace.
That's it. Try to imagine meeting the devil with Jaws. Marcus, this is from Jaws 2. I mean, it's from Jaws 2, not... this also
yes.
From Jaws. This is from Jaws 2. Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water...
Severn Trent water filled it with turds.
I bet you one good bite deserves another. And here are some for any of you to have a go at. This is from Scarface. He was Tony Montana. The world will remember him by another name.
Ian.
Of course, that was Scarface. This is from the film Wait Until Dark. Audrey Hepburn is a blind woman playing a deadly game of...
Who can park nearest to the sea?
Game of survival. How about this one? It's from Fight Club. How much can you know about yourself if you've never been in...
The bath when you need a poo.
when you've never been in a fight. Oh. And finally, from the film Gandhi. His strategy was peace. His weapon was...
Poking out of his dhoti.
Thank you, Tony. I think you've ruined that film for pretty much everyone who heard it. Thank you. His weapon was his humanity. Well, this next round's all about television. These days, ITV actively encourages commercial sponsorship of its programming, their only criteria being that the product should reflect the program's key demographic. Indeed, only last week, ITV announced that their lunchtime ratings winner, Loose Women, is to be sponsored by a female incontinence product. ITV claimed the sponsorship won't change either the cast or the editorial content of the show. But from now on, Loose Women will be called the Four Tenors. the people whose job it is to come up with the ideas for radio and TV shows can be remarkably lazy with their program titles. So I'll ask the teams to share examples of programs where the content has been contrived to suit what someone thought would make a clever title. Marcus, you can start.
Next on CBBC, a small bear sells off the 100-acre wood to a palm oil plantation. That's Pooh Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Pippa.
Good news for sports fans here on BBC One. Usain Bolt and Dwayne Chambers will be fully dressed and made up as Colleen Rooney and Rebecca Vardy as they compete over 100 metres. That's RuPaul's Wag Race tonight at 9.
Tony.
On Channel 4 tonight, Anna Richardson hosts a team of Home Office civil servants who'll be stripping off their clothes and competing to see who's best at removing sensitive material from official documents. That's Naked Redaction at 10.
Tonight, a Frozen Planet special. As we reveal the companies making millions exploiting the icy tundra. That's cash in the Arctic. Sunday at 8.
Next on Channel 4, Larry David teaches you how to deal with persistent erection syndrome by rubbing dill and parsley all over it. That's Herb Your Enthusiasm.
After the news, Prince Andrew tells us about the many friends he's made in America's most exclusive circles and in the Saudi arms trade. That's Embarrassing Buddies at 10:30.
Make sure you don't miss the extraordinary documentary series on Netflix featuring the legendary Joe Exotic and his eccentric attempt to introduce pickled cucumbers to Bangkok. That's Thai Gherkin... I'm not sorry.
Hello, I'm Kate Adie. Join me this morning as we create an icing sugar model of former Prime Minister Boris Johnson. That's from our own Boris Fondant.
Tonight's Channel 4 Cost of Living programme travels to Eastern Europe to investigate the effects of power cuts in Warsaw. That's Paul Dark.
later, the classic World War II sitcom set in Nazi-occupied France, where the French resistance and a cafe owner attempt to keep a branch of the Body Shop supplied with extracts from soothing medicinal plants. That's Aloe Aloe. Later on, girls.
A real treat for younger children on BritBox, with the return of that much-loved character from the 1970s, the sentient colostomy pouch that lives in an antique shop. That's Bag Piss, now available.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show.
Aww.
Well, there is just time to fit in a quick round of West Country Film Club. Samantha tells us she's just paid a visit to a local gentleman apple farmer who's recently bought an industrial apple press with a view to going into commercial drink production. She says she was delighted to assist him in squeezing the last drops of juice from his pippins and is confident he'll soon be very big in cider. Honestly, I think we should stop accepting jokes from Fiona Bruce, because I'm... Anyway, teams, in this round, I'd like you, please, to suggest titles of films likely to prove popular in the West Country. You can start this, Marcus.
Froom the Bell Tolls.
Pippa.
24-hour pasty people.
Rory.
Jesus Christ Supermare.
Tony.
Debbie Does Dawlish.
Goodwill Bumpkin.
Scone with the Wind.
So I Married an Axminster.
Fear and Loathing in Lyme Regis.
12 Angry Men Dips.
Who are brother, where art thou?
Never Say Cheddar Again.
E.T., the Exeter Terrestrial.
Apocalypse Cow.
Bring me the mind head of Alfredo Garfield.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the truculent teenager of time remains glued to the constant tablet of eternity, while the exasperated parents of posterity remind him who's paying the bloody bills, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the teams, Samantha, myself and our audience here in Bath, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Tony Hawk's, Pippa Evans, Rory Bramble and Marcus Woodstock have been given something to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The program consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Naismith.